Yeah, he's pretty special. He does a lot of things really well. And everybody game plans for him every game. I mean, he gets a lot of double teams. The line's sliding to his side. You know, teams trying to run away from him. Teams trying to trying to handle him. But he does a good job with all of it. He's, in spite of all the attention that he gets and the schemes that are put in from week to week to try to handle him, he still, you know, has a tremendous amount of production. So, you know, they move him around a little bit, so he's not always in the same place, although he's, you know, plays a lot on the offensive right, the defensive left, but he shows up in other spots as well. And Romeo and, you know, Coach Pasqualoni done a good job of, you know, moving things around enough to, you know, to keep the offense off balance. And he's done a really good job of dealing with a lot of extra attention. You know, whatever it happens to be, like I said, line slide, double team, tight end staying in, you know, kind of the, you know, similar to some of the things that we saw from, you know, teams dealing with Taylor, you know, at New York. So, you know, he's got that kind of disruptiveness.
Yeah, the class of players in that category. I mean, you mentioned Taylor. To me, that's probably about as high as you go.
Yeah, I wouldn't go above Taylor. Because of the versatility that Taylor had, you know, in terms of pass coverage. And, I mean, he was a pass rusher and a run player and, you know, also a pass defender. I mean, you know, he was really an elite player, in, you know, including the kicking game. And, of course, Watts blocked a lot of kicks, too. So, I mean, but I think for the position he plays, you know, he's as disruptive of a decent defensive lineman as I've seen in the league, you know, in the same general category as LT.